For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. Mirelle Torres Garcia never thought that she'd leave behind her house on the shores of Fajardo, a town on the northeast coast of Puerto Rico. Sitting in the red roof second floor conference room, she's bundled up, wearing two shirts, a zip-up hoodie, a jacket, and gloves. She's also got on a pair of Air Jordans, which she says is something she wouldn't wear in Puerto Rico.
Chancleta. Tango? Sandals. I don't use that. And now I have to do it.
Although she hates the cold, she's happy to deal with it for her two kids. At her house in Puerto Rico, the storm surge wiped out much of the first floor.
I don't have clothes. I don't have cheese. We have, how do you say salgazo in English? Salgazo.
Seaweed.
I have seaweed inside of my house.
So Merelli, her husband, her two kids, and four others took shelter on the second floor where her mother lived.
We don't have nothing. And then my kids say, Mom, we're going to die here. We're going to die here. What are we going to do?
FEMA placed her at the hotel in Hartford. In October, the federal agency introduced its Transitional Sheltering Assistance Program to address a lack of housing for those escaping Puerto Rico for the continental United States. At least seven families were relocated to Connecticut because of the program. But when we first met, Torres Garcia was worried that after January 13th, when FEMA's TSA program was set to expire, her family would be left out of the hotel with no place else to go.
It's not only me and my husband. I have two kids. In January, I don't know what I'm going to say if FEMA don't extend this time. I don't know what I'm going to say to my kids.
A FEMA spokesperson told WNPR that not all situations given the disaster tag will benefit from the TSA program. It's up to the governor of that state or territory to ask. It's also up to him or her to ask for the deadline to be extended. 28-year-old Ileana Santana is in her room on the sixth floor. Carmen Colto is helping me translate.
It's really warm in here. You must be really cold, huh?
Él dice que está haciendo que está bien caluroso aquí, que sí.
Porque prendí el heater ahorita porque tenía mucho frío esta mañana.
She said she was real cold this morning, so she turned on the heat. And in the background, they said, well, we are Puerto Ricans.
Oh, my God.
Right now, Santana sleeps in one bed while her two children sleep in the other. She's expecting her husband to join them at the end of the month. When Santana first arrived, she slept with the kids on a deflated air mattress at a friend's apartment in Meriden. She felt unwelcomed and left after one night. Before she got the room in Hartford, she was desperate for housing. When I came here, I called 211 and they referred me to a shelter. I visited the shelter and they told me that they didn't have space because they had 60 people waiting in front of us. Then they told me that if I didn't have a plan in place for my kids to stay somewhere that night, they'd call DCF to take my kids away from me. To get a face-to-face appointment with the Mercy Housing and Shelter Corporation like Santana did, evacuees need a referral from 211. Judy Goff, Mercy's executive director, said that caseworkers are mandated reporters and thus are obligated to call the Connecticut Department of Children and Families if they feel a child is in danger. Santana, determined to do whatever she could to find a place to live after her time at the hotel runs out, recently started a job as a cafeteria worker for East Hartford Public Schools. She's also pursuing a career in forensic technology, so she's enrolled in an online college.
But everybody's trying to figure out how to make it, and they're all just helping each other.
Colto grew up in Hartford. After being forced to retire due to chronic fibromyalgia, she left for Puerto Rico.
And I am here. I'm not a happy camper.
Colto could have lived with her sister, who took her parents in, or one of her three kids. So why didn't she?
Because they're doing their lives.
These women share a common thread. They're humbled by Maria and will do anything to help their family, but they won't be a burden. There's a Spanish saying for that, according to Colto and her friend Elizabeth Medina.
Yes, the dead stinks after 3 days. And
can you say that?
Dile en español. Que el muerto lo
Unlike the others, Colto's plan has always been to move back to Puerto Rico as soon as possible. She says she'll leave at the end of January with her parents, if they're in good health, and power has been restored to her home in Sidra. She wants to help Puerto Ricans get back on their feet, alongside her brother Luis, a former Hartford City Councilman. As I left, Torres Garcia pleaded with me to get the story out so they could get help. If we were able to survive Irma and Maria and still stand strong, We will survive whatever storm comes here. I will move forward no matter what. After the story initially aired on WNPR, Torres Garcia and the other families received good news. They heard that if they individually applied for an extension, they could live at the Red Roof past January 13th. And for Torres Garcia, her family was approved for low-income housing. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.